95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
In a hideously ugly day. Black.
I know,
clear.
It's beautiful.
Ugh, no clouds.
I love days like this.
Warm.
I need days like this 362 days out of the year.
Damn it.
I'll give you 3 days of rain.
You almost made me throw out a foul word with that
because
idea.
Because we need it. I understand we need it.
How dare you?
But they can't be two in a row. It has to be split up by
this
time.
While you're in L.A., no problem. That'll never happen.
This kind of weather is the best.
Two in a row of good rainy weather.
In Texas
yep.
is where this next story occurred. A Texas woman allegedly attempted to buy a baby at a Walmart.
Do they sell them now? I didn't know that.
She apparently was shopping at Walmart. Mm-hmm. It was about 100, and, let's see, it's Crockett, Texas, about 150 miles north of Houston.
That means nothing to me.
And there was a, same, okay, but Houston.
Sure, okay, yeah.
It was in January, mm-hmm. and there was a woman at Walmart in the self-check aisle who was checking herself out.
Okay.
And she said, I will buy your baby for $250,000.
To someone else in line.
Yeah. To another customer.
It must have been a hell of a baby.
Right?
Was it like a robot baby or what was the deal?
I don't know.
250 grand. Huh? That's what babies are going for these days.
I don't know. Well, they weren't in this case because the woman said no. But also, wouldn't you be super wary? I mean,
I'd be like, get the hell away from me now.
Yes.
Big time. But I don't have babies, so I don't know.
So she said, fearing for her safety and her family, she waited for the woman to leave the store before going herself.
Good idea. Good thought. Wow. Right? That's smart. That's very smart.
The woman was in the parking lot, however.
Of course she was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with a machete.
Rebecca
and $250,000 in cash.
Nope. She raised her offer to $500,000.
Wow.
I will give you $500,000.
If you really have $500K, which she probably didn't, why would you do it that way? I mean, if you're really going to throw the money out,
why
randomly to someone you're just going to freak out?
I don't know, because it doesn't make any sense.
Look, when I purchase babies, I always go to the black market.
This is my plan.
Yeah.
Taylor allegedly also threatened the woman, saying that if the woman wouldn't sell the baby, she was just going to steal the baby anyway. I'm just going to take it.
Of course, which is what she expected, which is why she waited. She should have called the cops right then.
She called the cops.
Yeah. I mean, in the store, like when she said $250.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
But also, you don't know if you're dealing with a crazy person.
No, maybe
that crazy
laugh.
Person is going to leave.
Yeah.
And you're not really. But after the parking lot, she called 911.
Sure.
She said there was a woman and she was trying to buy my baby. Super
odd. Some weird calls, man.
And police arrested her several days later. She's facing charges related to the sale and purchase of a child. I didn't know that was a thing.
Wow. So she really. So she's in the market. She's a pro at this.
I mean,
she really does buy and sell kids.
I don't think she's a pro because I don't think your highest chance of buying a baby would be from an adult at Walmart. Like from a
self-checkout line.
That just doesn't seem like that's going to work the most.
I don't know. They got $40 for me when they bought me.
Sale or purchase of a child is a third-degree felony. And
is that all? Should be a little more than that.
And if convicted, she faces up to 10 years in jail.
Just 10 for selling kids?
Not for selling kids,
for buying kids. Okay.
She was the buyer. The mom's not in trouble. The mom didn't sell.
Right. But, I mean, what does she do with them? She keeps them all? She has a plethora of children?
I haven't looked into her personal life.
Why not? Let's call her at home.
I just feel like I know all I need to know about her,
sure.
Which is that she tried to purchase a baby from a parent.
Hey, lady, nice infant. How much for the baby?
I'll give you $500,000. Or I'm going to take them anyway.
Wow. I guess I'd go with the $500K. If you have to. No,
yeah,
if
but
you have
you
to.
You don't. The point is you don't.
Oh, well, good.
You call the police and they come and they arrest. No, you don't have to.
Oh, good.
What world are you living in?
I don't know. I'll take you up on that, Kevin. I'd like a drink, please.
I'm sorry?
I'll take let's see, what do I want? A vodka tonic, please.
Coming right up.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Naked man enters two Edgewater homes, fights with homeowners. This feature is called People Are Naked because there are a lot of stories with people that are naked.
There's a lot of nudity in criminal activity.
And naked always makes it funnier.
Yes, it does.
I don't know exactly why this guy did what he did, but he broke into a house and started fighting with the guy. And then
maybe because he was clothed. He's like, this is clothing optional criminality.
And then he ran away from that guy and went into the next door neighbor's house and started fighting with him. Listen to this.
The details that we're getting from both police and the victims in this case, they are so strange that some of the other people in this Edgewater neighborhood who we've talked to out here today say they just don't believe it.
For the most part, it's very quiet. neighbor.
You know, it's always. Yes. It never happens in this neighborhood.
This is in near Denver.
Sure, it never happens there. Yeah. There's no nudity in Denver, usually. Yeah.
Very quiet neighborhood feel. Young families and young professionals for the most part.
And that's why what happened here on Monday afternoon is extra odd.
My wife had just walked out of the house. She was getting in her car, and she noticed this man wearing nothing but a trash bag.
There was a new wave band that used to wear trash bags, these women, back in the
80s. Maybe he's trying to bring them back.
Yeah.
He says that man walked right through their front door.
And I chased after him into our house and then started yelling at him, pushing him out, and then...
So she's getting in her car, and he pushes past and goes into the house.
Yeah. And now, imagine that guy who's saying goodbye to his wife.
Nice, normal day getting started.
2 seconds later, he's fighting with a naked stranger.
That's not the way to start your day.
That's fantastic.
That's not the way to
start your day. Of course it is.
We started kind of wrestling on our porch here. I just had a few scratches, a torn shirt, and a broken gate.
See, he was trying to get some clothes. That's really probably what it was.
He wanted to borrow?
Yeah.
He says the whole thing lasted just a couple minutes.
He just kicked down our gate, which you can see, and then ran over to our neighbor's house.
We're told he got inside that house, too, then ran out back into the alley. That's when Edgewater police showed up.
At which point he had dropped his trash bag.
And home security cameras show what happened next.
In one fell swoop, you're chasing a naked man down an alley. He's a large individual. He's about 6'5", 250 pounds.
Or 215 pounds.
Wow.
6'2", 215. Right. Sure. Okay.
Of course.
Had no clothes on. He was naked, and he was not listening to the officer's commands.
Police say it took several tries with a taser to get him to stop. Still, it's unclear why he was on this block or why he chose these houses to target.
He just happened to be there and was on meth or something.
Yeah. But I mean, like,
I'll tell you what was hilarious is the video, the security camera video of the alley.
Right.
Because the two homeowners are chasing him down the alley.
And he's lost his garbage bag at this point.
He's completely naked. So they do have.
Don't look, Ethel.
They do have it blurred out.
Right.
For the TV station.
Sure. Yeah.
And then the cops get involved and then he's still belligerent.
Is he running down the alley in his bare feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy.
I mean, that's the least crazy part of that story. Speaking of winning.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
I do.
All right, this might be the dumbest one ever. And it should be super easy, so I'm going to say you need to get 5 out of 6. You can only miss one.
Woo, that's rough, man. Why are you assuming you're just going to hang on to your dollar is what it all boils down to?
These are the top 10 favorite colors.
Colors like in a crayon?
Yes.
You know, people accuse our show of being juvenile, but I think this right here proves that's not the case.
This is a website where people vote. Okay. So they go to it and they go, oh, I like this color.
I like that color.
And then they rank them according to how many votes they get.
And if they get it wrong, do they have to fight in a cage?
They can't get it wrong.
Oh, I wanted a cage fight.
It's just yours might not be on there.
Oh.
So top 10 favorite colors.
Okay. I guess I'll start with my favorite, red.
Red.
Yay! Win, give me my dollar.
Is number 2-5,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Blue. Blue's a neat color. Have you ever seen blue?
Blue.
What do you do if you're colorblind?
Is number 1?
I suppose you just all buy hearsay?
Huh? Hearsay.
Hearsay.
Yeah.
One American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamaha, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com.
Green. 10 favorite colors.
Green?
Green.
That's my favorite color of drug, man.
That's 3 out of 3. You got to get 5 out of 6.
I feel like getting a little dangerous. So there's 10 on your list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with a really cool color, the Prince color, purple.
Purple?
I know someone who loves purple. Yeah! I was so afraid there's going to be a buzz.
You have gotten...
4 out of 4, baby.
You've also gotten 3, 2, and 1.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because purple was number 3.
Wow, no way.
Yep.
Black.
Black.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
What a bunch
black
of
black is
crap.
On there. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
That means I win.
That's 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Woo! God damn. I am a genius.
You didn't even need six.
I've been thinking lately that I'm a genius, and this proves it. I can come up with popular colors.
Top 10 favorite colors.
That's kind of sad.
I thought you might run out. I thought you might not guess black. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I the other ones I was kind of thinking and I was waffling on.
All right, so here are the top.
Yeah, what do you got?
The top 10 favorite colors. For those of you
everyone
playing at
take
home.
Note of this. It's very important.
Number 10 is silver.
Wow, I would have never
guessed that.
Nope.
Number 9 is white.
Well, okay. I
don't know that I would have guessed that as a favorite color.
It's kind of like guessing vanilla, you know?
Right.
Like as a favorite ice cream.
Right, which is nonsense.
No.
Number 8 is gold.
Gold.
Number 7 is yellow.
Yellow.
What number 6 yellow. Is orange.
Orange. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Number 5 is black. Number 4 is green. Number 3 is purple. Number 2 is red. And number 1 is blue.
I really feel like we've learned more about the world around us today.
This is an informational game.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
What?
Hmm?
Woman who threw food at Chipotle worker sentenced to fast food job.
That is the kind of punishment that needs
Agreed.
To be handed out.
I love it.
Out wow.
of Parma, Ohio. Mm-hmm. An Ohio woman who was caught on camera throwing her Chipotle order at a worker was sentenced to jail today.
Good.
So the judge found Rosemary Hain, 39 years old, guilty of assault for the outburst.
And to be an annoying cow to boot.
The judge said, you didn't get your burrito bowl the way you like it, and this is how you respond?
Oh, I love that judge. That's
this
a good judge.
This is not Real Housewives of Parma.
Did he really say
yes.
that?
Yes. This behavior is not acceptable.
Hear, hear.
She apologized to the worker for hurling the food.
Sorry.
Then pointed out that her food was disgusting
looking.
But
it was really disgusting looking.
I'm kind of sorry.
She's going down the row watching him put it together and then it's disgusting looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If I showed you how my food looked and how my food looked a week later from that same restaurant, it's disgusting looking. And then the judge said, I bet you won't be happy with the food you're going to get in jail. It's my favorite new judge.
Yeah, that's a good judge,
man. You know the judge's last name? Gilligan. Judge Gilligan.
Well, that's why. He's like pissed off. He's sick of it.
Sentenced Hain to 6 months in jail and suspended half the sentence. He said he would give her 60 days of jail time served if she agreed to work at least 20 hours a week at a fast food restaurant for 2 months.
But, like, the fast food restaurant doesn't want her around.
Right?
I'm sure she's a dingbat moron jerk.
Right? Why take it out on the fast food place?
Right, and the people like you, now you're going through line and she's the one serving you.
Oh, that's so great, though.
But, exactly.
Fantastic.
I think everyone who yells at, like, someone behind a gate at an airport should have to work that gate.
Yep.
Should have to drag out the luggage and deal with the screaming
babies.
Or treat
a waiter or waitress poorly.
Has to wash
to
the dishes
job.
Or exactly. I'm just thinking they can't do that job because they're too dumb generally.
Nah, that's possible.
But
that's
cool.
That's
I love
great.
It.
Judge Gilligan is our new favorite.
Yeah, let's send him to Knott's Berry Farm to award him.
Trixie texted me yesterday. And the headline is police can spy on your iOS and Android push notifications. And
wow.
I said,
are you
what?
Serious? Really? What? You've got to be kidding. Oh, I thought you were going to keep going.
Yeah, I could. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared.
So say that again. You get push notifications.
Police can spy on your iOS and Android push notifications. And it says governments, plural, can access records related to push notifications.
Wow.
What?
Really?
More than the U.S. government?
So you get a notification that grandma just liked your Facebook post and the government's going, ha-ha. Now we know.
Let's bring Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
This is our internet expert, Trixie.
What's going on, gents?
You tell us.
So you're Trixie, by the way, because you actually help keep corporations safe from the intraweb, and you can't give your real name, which I love that kind of intrigue.
Yes, agreed.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
we decided to call you Trixie for some reason.
Instead of Paul, which is your name.
Talk about Paul on the
news. Late at night.
All right, tell us about this police can spy on your iOS and Android push notifications.
Yeah, so it sounds pretty scary, right? So let's dive into it a little bit. Most of us know push notifications come from usually text messages, breaking news, weather, WhatsApp, so on and so forth, right?
Yep.
And they give you like a little preview of what that item is, or whether it's like there's a storm coming your way or whatnot. So it started coming to light more or less about the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol.
Right.
And soon afterwards, there started being a lot of requests by the FBI specifically to get push notifications from Apple and from Google. And you're right about the governments, because other governments around the world are starting to ask Apple and Google for same things, push notifications.
Why?
Yeah, what are they hoping to glean, or what do they glean from that?
Well, yeah, why?
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. When you issue a subpoena to Apple and Google, in most cases, they'll tell you, you know, kick rocks. There's nothing they can do.
Drop dead.
Yeah, remember the terrorist attack in San Bernardino a couple years back?
Yeah, I do.
Well, the suspect had an iPhone, and law enforcement reached out to Apple, said, hey, we need to take this off of encryption. You know, we need to see what's on it, see what the person's talking to. And they said, sorry, you know, we can't. The data's encrypted. It's on the phone. And so are the backups. And there's nothing we can give you.
Right.
So here's where it gets a little nerdy, right? So when you have an app, specifically on the phone, the data that you see is usually from the app directly to the phone itself.
Okay.
On push notifications, it goes first to a server that's hosted either by Apple or Google, and then it goes down to your phone, which is when it goes to those servers, it's not encrypted.
Oh.
So law enforcement, what they're doing is they're getting the push notifications. That way they can see exactly who you're talking to, possibly on WhatsApp, Facebook, or let's be honest here, weed maps for most of your listeners.
For us.
Yeah.
Any app that has a push notification
goes through that particular
process?
Yeah, yeah. So this doesn't go directly to your phone. It goes up to Apple and Google first, and that way it can know exactly how to deliver the message to your phone. And so once it's on their servers, it's unencrypted. It's not encrypted anymore.
Right. So there's really no way of safeguarding from that. I have to say, honestly, and I just never get push notifications. They always ask, hey, you want push? I'm like, no, drop dead.
Is that all you can do?
Yeah. Is there
that's
anything else?
That's all you could do.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, because that's the only way they could get to your phone.
Well, considering all the things that I'm keeping on the down low, that's probably good for me then, I guess.
So, like, as far as, like, the push notification goes, there's some data they can get from it. They can't get everything from it. So they may be able to get, like, which is the app that sends you the push notifications. A partial text message maybe of that. And what law enforcement is doing, of course, is saying, well, this bad guy is using Signal or WhatsApp to send encrypted messages to this individual, and here's the push notification from that individual to this iPhone. So in order to get these items, though, they need a subpoena. They just can't go and say, like, give me everything for
right. Gotcha.
Everyone living in LA. So it needs to be to a specific iPhone that they're requesting the push notifications for.
But if you're doing bad stuff, don't get push notifications.
Yeah, just go ahead and, you know, just find out when you find out instead of right away.
Yeah, if you don't feel like attacking the Capitol or anything like that, don't get a push notification.
I like it.
Well, Trixie, as always, thanks for helping us to skirt the law.
No, of course, anytime, guys.
That's our goal. Thank you. You're not going to believe this headline.
Talk to me, freaky.
Masturbating men will find their hands pregnant in the afterlife.
You know, I sort of thought things like that when I was really young.
He's a Muslim televangelist.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's on TV, you can believe it.
There was a man who was apparently masturbating while married, and he wanted some clarification if that was okay.
Who does a thing like that? Unbelievable.
Hearing the man's plight, this man named Muwakkid Sihad Khan stated that masturbation is forbidden in Islam. And went on to say,
"Forbidden."
Moreover, those who have sexual intercourse with their hands.
That's not exactly the definition, but okay,
we'll sure. find their hands pregnant in the afterlife.
So when they get to the other side...
I have many questions.
They're always going to be this huge couple of bumps on your hand
right.
sticking out, but the baby will never be born.
I don't know. Is it a baby or a tiny hand?
Yeah.
I have many questions.
There's a lot of questions to that.
And is there like a hand gynecologist in heaven?
And is
it a 9-month thing?
Written anywhere? Or this come to him in a dream? And more importantly,
it's not in the Quran. We know that.
Right. So what religion is it that says masturbation is A-OK? Which one? How do you sign up for that one?
I'm not positive.
Where's that one? I don't think any of them really care for it.
Does your new hand need to breastfeed? You know what I mean? Like,
yes, these are good questions.
I have many questions about this.
What else do you need to know? I'm curious.
Does the tiny new hand grow teeth? And is there a tiny hand teeth dentist in heaven?
Could there be, if you do it a lot, maybe twins? Will they be fighting in your hand? Like kicking each other? Through eternity? Forever?
I sure hope so. I really hope so. This is a real story. And
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just don't understand why people don't believe everything that's said on religious television.
Right?
It doesn't make any sense.
Because it does seem to make sense.
Buy it all.
Masturbating men will have their hands pregnant in the afterlife.
When is that? So you said men. When's the cutoff? I mean, you said he was married.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you get a little free pass before you get hand pregnant?
It doesn't sound like it.
Until you know.
How many times do you have to do it?
Right out the gate? Oh, man.
So you slip once?
So
and you're hand pregnant?
And if you're and if you're not in that religion, does it still apply? You know, like
I hope not.
Where are we at with getting the Mona Lisa eaten by Jeff Bezos? I want to see that happen.
I don't know. We saw that there was an actual organization that was trying to get signatures, and they had like, I don't know,
18,000, I think.
Almost 20,000 signatures.
Been going for a little while, and we want to see it eaten. Eat the Mona Lisa.
I mean, I don't think that it's binding. I don't think he has to.
But he's got enough. He's got like $194 billion or something.
Right.
And they say it costs about $1 billion
right.
to buy the Mona Lisa. So that's plenty. It'd be
right, but that doesn't mean he has to eat it.
Yes, he
that's
does.
That's my favorite part of the thing, but it doesn't mean he has to.
Oh, please, Jeff, eat it. Eat the Mona Lisa.
When was the last time you threw up in public?
Threw up in public. Wow.
It's because been I can a while. Tell you that it's been 4 years.
Oh, shoosh. Right at the beginning of a pandemic
issue? I was very surprised by that as well.
Yeah, okay.
It was not my best moment.
What happened?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
You just had that sudden,
I was fine.
I must be Linda Blair now.
I was fine, and then we went to Ally McKay's favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
Where she knew people.
Yeah. Jack in the Box?
And then I just started.
Oh, you're kidding.
Bah!
Hi, this is my friend Kevin. He's vomiting into your plants right now. Wow, really?
It was aggressive. It was ugly.
Wow.
It was nonstop.
What caused it?
It was embarrassing. I don't know.
Was it all the McSmack sandwiches you had had?
I don't know.
How embarrassed was Allie? She's
very, because she knew people there.
She's like, I'm going to bring my friend Kevin.
What a loser.
We'll have a nice dinner. Was it a nice place? Fancy, kind of fancy place?
It was more of a nightclub type place.
Okay. Well, so some vomiting occasionally happens.
Sure,
but
not that much.
Wow, that's weird.
Not that much in that short amount of time.
That's
fun. It was scientifically almost impossible.
Wow. Well, that's neat.
What happened there?
It's neat.
Bottomless mimosas are fun.
Yes, they are.
This is an article out of San Francisco, but drinking them until you hurl is never a good idea.
If you finish two bottles of champagne on your own with a splash of orange juice here and there, you're probably going to have some trouble.
A sign posted at a popular Oakland brunch spot, Kitchen Story, warns diners who indulge in any of the restaurant's five varieties of bottomless mimosas to, quote, drink responsibly and know your limits. Otherwise, the sign warns, a $50 cleaning fee will automatically be added to your tab.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow. So you could have got charged $50
yes.
just for...
Oh, it would have been, should have been like $500.
Technicolor yawn you suddenly have.
It was not great.
Wow. Wow, I can't believe, so they must, people must vomit constantly.
That's what
at that
I'm
place.
Thinking
yeah.
is, you don't do this after one person
no.
vomits. You just go, wow, that
yeah.
was weird.
Yeah.
But if a lot of people vomit, then you go, we got to put up a sign.
Have you drank a lot of champagne?
No, I don't like champagne.
Oh, I really, I came to like it at some point. And the weird thing about it is it does sneak up on you. It doesn't seem like you're, first of all, even drunk.
Right.
And secondly, it starts to taste like water real quick.
Oh, does it?
And thirdly, all of a sudden, boom.
It turns on you.
Yeah, it just comes right back. So I can see, but I mean, that's hilarious.
I mean, brunch, though, you do think like brunch, the time of day is like 11 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're drinking enough to puke
sure.
in public
and
at a restaurant?
And then you're sitting there across the next table trying to have a nice little breakfast and blah, blah.
Enough times that they put a sign up and
good
a $50
for them.
Automatic.
I think they should do that everywhere.
I
just
do, too.
To be safe.
Except for the place, Allie's place.
Now this gentleman wants to sing at you.
Five songs in a row.
And KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Give me five today songs that have I want in the title. I want dot, dot, dot. I want you to call me with one. 818-955-KLOS. And I want Cheap Trick to start it all. KLOS, it's Give Me Five with I want in the title. What do you got?
I want candy.
Ha! Ba, ba, ba! That was my sad way of saying bow, wow, wow for some reason. Your request for I Want Candy. Almost played the Strange Loves version. I love the original proper version, but bow, wow, wow, they're damn good stuff as well. And Give Me Five today, songs with I Want. I guess it doesn't have to be directly in a row, because Foghat.
I just want to make love to.
I don't want to say what. Hi, KLOS, it's Give Me Five songs with I Want in the title. What do you got?
Hello, I would like to hear I Want You by Kiss.
Kiss!
That's a very good idea. Who are you?
My name is Gene.
Oddly enough. Wait a minute. You know, you do sound a little bit like this guy.
Kiss!
And Give Me Five. I Want is what we're looking for. Songs with I Want. In the title, what do you got?
Curtis Whisper.
You will be punished for your ways.
Oh, please.
Hey, is that the new Beatles song? No, that's not the new Beatles song. Now and Then.
I love that new Beatles song. Great stuff.
I Want. You know what? There's a bunch more songs you came up with. We need to make it the Gimme 27. So I suppose we'll pick up this topic once again sometime in the near future. A noisy microphone over there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Haunted Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
What the perfect male and female buttocks look like, according to science.
According to science,
yes.
What the best butts look like. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I didn't know it was a scientific thing.
I didn't either.
But apparently, it's all about the waist to hip ratio.
Waist to hip ratio. Good to know.
The finding from two studies published in the academic journal show that size is not the most important factor when it comes to an aesthetically pleasing butt.
I tell that to Sir Mix-a-Lot. He likes big butts. He's not able to lie about it.
Despite the, quote, Kardashian effect on beauty standards. It's your waist measurement to your hip.
Nah, you know what? This is just a bunch of horny scientists sitting around going, which what kind of butt do you like? Well, I found it. This is the best kind.
Well, let's talk to him and find out.
What?
On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Heinz Recker.
Heinz Recker, hello?
Hello, how are you today? Good target.
We're very good. Thank you. Were you part of this study?
Yeah, this is my study. I spend my entire life looking at the buttocks.
How do you get a job like that? I love that.
Years and years of study, and I work primarily with the plastic surgeons, because these are the men who are augmenting the buttocks. This study has been done from the American Surgical Society, or ASS, as we call it.
As it turns out.
And you're their lead scientist, or who they turn to?
I have my head stuck up my work 24 hours a day.
In one study that you did, experts recruited 1,100 men and women and asked them to look at pictures of 8 different sets of female buttocks.
Yes, this is how the science works. We show them pictures of all the butts,
right.
And then they have to give us responses, which ones they like most. And we have proven scientifically that the days of the Kardashian butt or big buttocks is now over.
Yay!
Good. Our national nightmare is over now.
Fantastic. So what sort
even,
of...
Even celebrities like, look, the Black China, okay, or the Cardi B, they are lessening the size of the buttocks because the trend is now changing.
Is that right? What, what direction?
Yeah.
Is it small butts now?
Smaller is more attractive, proven scientifically. The ratio of 0.65 is now the ideal butt.
Is that enough to grab onto, though? I mean, is that enough?
Oh, you grab it, you bite it, you slap it around, you have a good time.
Sounds good to me.
0.65, are we supposed to measure ourselves, or how do we do that?
Yeah, this is what you do is you measure from the waist to the bottom of the buttocks, and then the buttocks itself should be approximately 35% larger than whatever that number is. That's the ratio.
I see.
That's
okay.
A lot of work. So were you actually taking, like, rulers and going up to people's butts and measuring them, too?
I use my hands, mostly.
I need to get into this job, man.
So you are just a horny professor. Like,
no, no, nine horny. I am just I have hands on with my work. And you know, listen, fellas, when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get shrilly. Nothing you can do about it.
I've heard that.
It's science.
Thank you, sir.
Good time.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I keep getting these stories about animals. Why do animals hate me? What's going on with
you're
that?
You're going to have a really hard time sleeping tonight.
What?
You're not going to be able to.
Listener Raul sent a story about a supermarket in Austria.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
That was evacuated and closed since Tuesday after the store manager spotted an enormous 4-inch black and red spider that he fears to be a highly venomous Brazilian wandering spider.
Now, that one has a very unique talent. Tell the kids what it is.
Well, I mean, it will kill you, but it will also give you the arachnid is one of the planet's most venomous, and if it bites, it can kill in hours after causing hypothermia, blurred vision, convulsions, and in some cases, erections.
I thought when you said an arachnid, you said an erectnid.
Nope.
Erectnid.
I wish I was that clever. These spiders wandering nature is another reason they are considered so dangerous, because most spiders wait in their webs. This one just wanders around on the ground.
La-di-da.
And during the day, it hides.
Who should I kill?
Right.
Wait until you go to sleep and come out, kill ya. So
kill ya and then give you a boner.
Woo! Like, and then convulsions.
How is that? I don't want to go that way.
Oh, well, there go my plans. Take the spider back. So this is like in a supermarket, so it must have come in with some of the produce or something.
It came in with a load of bananas. It's also
bananas.
Called a banana-loving spider. They also call it that.
You know, there's the Deo song. They actually sing about the deadly tarantula. They're talking about
spiders
are always, I don't know, probably, but hanging out in bunches of bananas.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
They also call this one the banana lover.
Oh, well, there you go. Probably is the same one.
And I thought it was some kind of a weird reference to an erection.
But I thought you said you weren't very clever on things like that. That was
really
perfect.
Understand. Kill you and then give you an erection.
Woo!
That doesn't work for me unless you also provide a woman.
I think that can be arranged.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, what's happening?
We were talking about Rolling Stone's list of the worst Christmas songs.
Yeah, I think they got that right. I think they nailed pretty good. Yeah, that was 20 of them, and you were right on.
So we're going to ask you for your favorite, you only get one, and least favorite, you only get one, Christmas song.
Oh, good idea. 818-955-KLOS. Just one per customer, please,
now,
on each.
Obviously, when you say this is my favorite Christmas song, you're eliminating a lot of other good songs.
It's kind of easy for me to do with Christmas music. You don't really like Christmas music at all, especially the older stuff, right?
It's the older, repetitive stuff that drives me crazy. Like my favorite, I would have to say right now, is Baby Please Come Home by U2.
That's a great.
That's
a great
probably
Christmas
my favorite.
Song. Yeah.
My least favorite is any version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that is torture.
That song, torture is the right word.
Except for Bob and Doug McKenzie, maybe?
Nope.
Even that one, huh?
Hate it.
Geddy Lee's just out on his back.
Hate it. Hate everything about it.
It's kind of funny because, you know, I just never really heard Christmas music as a kid, but my wife really likes the standards, the old stuff, and I do like old stuff, so she's kind of gotten me into it, so I don't mind the old stuff.
The problem with the old stuff is it's been around since the old times.
Since the dawn of time.
So you've heard it
a few times, but I don't mind hearing it. Now, if you're Bean, you hear it all year long.
There's no way I could do that.
He listens all year long. Right?
I can't do Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving.
He listens to that Chipmunk Christmas song as the first thing he hears every morning.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
I mean,
I love it.
I believe him, but it's hard to believe.
So your favorite is U2. I'd have to say the Pogues for me. Fairy Tale of New York, and it's very sad news about Shane, who just passed away. But
way to bring us down.
I know, right? But when Guardians of the Galaxy, the holiday special, started, and the very first song they played, no one used to play that song. You wouldn't get it anywhere.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the Pogues is on. I'm like, oh my, this is it. This is my favorite Christmas thing ever.
And your least favorite?
My least favorite has got to be, we're just talking about, and I probably wouldn't have remembered if you hadn't gone through that list, that grandma got run over by a reindeer. It was new when I was pretty new to radio, and it was the first time a new Christmas song had come along.
Right.
And everyone was requesting it.
And it was sort of interesting for a while, I guess.
It was funny the first three times.
Yeah, maybe.
And it was just a monster hit. It wouldn't go away. So I think that's my least favorite.
All right. So that's, that's what we're going to take, your favorite and your least favorite.
One of each, please.
Christmas song. 818-955-KLOS.
And speaking Guardians of the Galaxy. Shut up. That's a technical term.
95.5 KLOS of the California's rock station.
We're talking on the radio.
Sligo in the afternoon.
I see. Hi, everybody. You know, I have come over the years to realize that working with new music and radio, if I take it home and listen to it a lot,
right,
I love it. Like, it's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And that one I've been listening to so much. Royal Blood is who that is. Pull Me Through. I can't get enough of
that. That is a great song.
That's really good stuff.
We are talking about, you only get one each, your favorite Christmas song and your least favorite Christmas song. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, my favorite song has got to be Carol of the Bells by the newest rock version by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I mean, I love that song. Ever since I first heard it, I was like, what is this song? I need to have it in my Christmas playlist.
The one that was pretending to be by Metallica on YouTube a minute ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who the hell did that?
You knew it wasn't.
I mean, thanks to Scott.
All right, your least favorite.
Ooh, I work retail, so it's got to be All I Want for Christmas Is You. I hate it. I bloody hate it. I hate it so much.
Thanks for calling. You know, I have to say, though, I do like, what is that damn movie it came from? Love Actually. I like that movie.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Especially the porn star stand-ins. They are hilarious, man. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, okay. The favorite probably is John Lennon, So This Is Christmas.
Good one.
And horrible one, I got to go with probably with your reindeer, Grandma Run Over by Reindeer.
Grandma Run Over by a Reindeer.
It sucks.
Here, here. Couldn't agree more. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
Least favorite Christmas song is all of them, and favorite song is none of them.
A true Grinch.
Yep.
You seriously hate all Christmas music.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, and it starts in like July now, and
it does start in July now. That's true.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. We feel your pain.
KLOS. Hello.
All right. My favorite Christmas song is Feliz Navidad.
No! Hang up on yourself immediately. Can you torture this gentleman?
Hell no.
That has got
such a great musical beat to it. Every time I hear it, I'm just happy.
I don't know exactly why, but Sluggo, that's like he's allergic to that song.
To cheerfulness. It's true cheerfulness. He's truly happy. You can tell he was happy recording it, and it makes me crazy. I don't know why. It really bugs me. He's so cheerful about it, and I can't stand it. Have you been on Earth?
People are too happy.
But that's all right. That's cool. Everybody's got their flaws. What about the song you hate?
Blue Christmas by Elvis.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a bad one,
too. I'm
with
you on that one. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your least and best favorite Christmas song.
Queen, actually. Thank God it's Christmas. I do like that Christmas song. Some of the classic rock Christmas songs are okay, and that one I like quite a bit, actually. So.
Okay. We're talking about your favorite and your least favorite Christmas songs. What do you got?
I got to go with my favorite. It's got to be The Kinks, Father Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's my second favorite.
I play it loud every Christmas morning, and it pisses everyone.
Well, that's part of it, is that everyone doesn't love it, so it doesn't get driven into
the
ground.
No, that's true, yeah.
Not at all. It's great. And then my least favorite, anything by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I'd rather have hemorrhoids.
I don't think I could go that far, but you do you.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I just want to say, in the spirit of Christmas, I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I do. My favorite would be Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, really?
Okay, that's wrong. I like second?
Rethink that.
The worst, the absolute worst is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I don't even know that.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, do God. I?
Yeah,
really?
You know it. Yeah, it's old.
It's the worst.
You know it.
My coworker plays it at her desk like every day, and I want to strangle her.
Go ahead. It's Christmas.
I don't think any judge would convict you.
Especially if you got Judge Gilligan. He'd be totally on your side.
Oh, God, it's so bad. You're going to have to listen to it now.
No.
Nope.
No.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The best is the Cheech and Chong Santa Claus song.
Great one. Love it.
Absolutely. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the worst, I have to agree, is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I mean, it's not even funny.
I'm so happy to hear that.
It's not funny. It's
awesome. Agreed.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I don't have a favorite Christmas song. I work at the mall.
So they've all been ruined.
Yes. Yeah. And they seem to play the Mariah Carey one a lot.
They do. That is true.
I'm over it. I'm truly over it. I tend to tune it out, though. I
wonder what people could do. Like, you know, you're working there, and they want to have the Christmas music on, but for the workers, it's just torture.
Yeah.
What can they do to change that, I wonder? Is there any way? I don't think there's any way around that.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it needs to be done, because you're standing there listening to that crap all day, every day.
Yeah, but you learn to tune it out after working there for so long. And until the Mariah Carey song comes on, and you're like, what the hell?
Halloween surfboard.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
It's got to be the best one. Merry Christmas, everybody, by Slade.
Wow, there you go. It is a good one. Slade's awesome.
Least favorite?
Least favorite? Gwen and Blake, man. You make it feel like Barkbus.
I don't think I've heard that song, but I can co-sign you. Yeah, thanks. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Christmas song.
Yes, favorite.
Love Cheech and Chong, Santa and his little lady, the one I hate the worst, Christmas Cookies.
Well, I don't know that
Christmas
one.
Cookies, oh, I don't know.
Who's that by?
Several.
Really?
All right, so we're not going to look it up because it's his least favorite. So
yeah, we're going to play it next for you, sir. It's coming up next.
Awesome. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's talk good and bad
Christmas songs.
Naughty list, good list.
818-955-KLOS. Your favorite and least favorite Christmas songs.
My favorite are, one's not really a song, but it's Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus.
Right.
The other one is the 12 Days of Christmas from the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir.
What did you just say? That's the strangest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Google it. You guys will love it.
Nope.
Is it not serious? I mean, since you like Cheech and Chong.
No, it's not serious.
Oh, okay.
The first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a tab of Yellow Sunshine LSD. We don't need any more days.
I can't stand that song, even if it's funny.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
And then the second day. And then the third day. The fourth or
hold
the
on,
third?
The fifth day.
I can't remember.
And the 97th damn day.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Favorite and least favorite Christmas song?
Favorite is Little Drummer Boy.
By Jimi Hendrix?
By who?
Yes.
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
All right.
And least favorite?
Least favorite is What I Want for Christmas by anybody.
Perfect, man. Thank you. Thanks, dude. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, party. Christmas time is here.
Not getting me in the spirit.
No, I'm trying, man. I'm sorry. I'm not a good fan.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm not either. You got a favorite and a least favorite?
A favorite that I do like, many people might not know, but it's a Chuck Berry cover. It's actually Joe Perry has an EP Christmas album.
No kidding.
And he does a cover of Run, Run, Rudolph. And I really love that song. Great video, music video on YouTube. And my least, I don't know, I used to love Paul McCartney. Simply
having a wonderful Christmas time. I actually kind of still
like it. The more I listen to it, I go, I hate this song.
That does happen with Christmas music for some reason. I know I've sat there sometimes with twinkling lights everywhere, and I'm like, I can't stand this song anymore.
I hear that. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, talking about Christmas songs?
Yeah, good and bad.
Yeah. My favorite one is I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. Remember that one?
Yeah. We play that occasionally here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's gooder. And?
Least one is anything by Mariah Carey, holiday stuff.
So Mariah Carey absolutely loses.
Just across the board.
She had the most negative votes.
I agree with that.
Yeah, right on, man. Thank you for calling. And I guess Cheech and Chong win. I think everybody, for the most part, I heard more Cheech and Chong than anyone.
Sure.
So happy to hit play on this. If you haven't seen it, The Guardian. Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special is well worth a watch, especially since it starts that one from the Pogues, R.I.P. Shane. So many people talking about Fairy Tale in New York. Had to throw it on. Very, very cool.
Yep.
Now, I haven't got my brownies from Mrs. Claus this year, but I would like to thank Carol for my Christmas banana loaf. I mean, let me tell you, she baked that at home. Yeah, man, and it took care of business. I am set for the holiday season, man. Thank you, Carol. A couple in a row from the Chili Peppers on a 2 for Tuesday. Last one from Mother's Milk there. Knock me down. All right, you want to go see the L.A. Kings taking on the Winnipeg Jets? That is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. I got 4 tickets for you right now. If you can tell me what Paul Newman movie I'm thinking of, you can get your tickets right now at lakings.com/tickets. But if you can be caller 25 and tell me what Paul Newman movie I'm thinking of that sort of relates to these tickets I'm giving you, then I will give you these 4 tickets. If you can go tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Hello, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
This is Rick in Simi Valley.
Rick in Simi Valley. Can you get to Crypto.com Arena tomorrow night?
Oh, I could definitely make that.
Well, the Kings are taking on the Winnipeg Jets. So would you like to go?
Yeah, I'll probably have to watch Slapshot first.
Very well done, sir. Very well done indeed. Actually, I was thinking about the Towering Inferno, but Slapshot makes more sense.
Yeah, I think it does.
All right, man. Well, you win. You can go see them tomorrow night from KLOS.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Hold on. Don't go away. And if you're not Rick, you can get your tickets
right now
at lakings.com/tickets. Puddle of Mud is who that is. That is Cash and Cobain. Cobain as in Kurt, one would think. You know, I was speaking to my barber just the other day.
Don't listen to what he's saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Be caller 25 right now, and we'll send you to Knott's Merry Farm.
What's with all the tickets we're giving away?
Be caller 25 right now, 818-955. And you can go see the classic winter wonderland that Knott's Merry Farm has become. Good luck.
If they want to name that something that's, you know, named after Kurt, that's fine with me. I don't care. Someone unplugged our hologram of Kevin, so I've just decided to put on this Santa costume and start handing out a bunch of stuff. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill, you're caller 25.
Cool.
Just gave away tickets to the L.A. Kings game in a minute ago. Now you won a 4-pack of tickets to the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm.
Great.
I'm just giving stuff away left and right. Next, I'm giving away my virginity.
There you go. You still have it?
Yeah, I keep it in a jar in the fridge. Right now, pick up your phone in a rough fashion. Dial 818-955-KLOS, be caller 25, so that we can give you Knott's Merry Farm tickets. We got a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm now through January 7th as the park is completely transformed into a classic winter wonderland. Call now, be caller 25, and good luck. That damn good stuff is called Supercharged. A'Ron Jones is who it is, and we're in the middle of a twofer from him, so stick around. Sit down, don't move, be patient. And you'll hear more in just a second, but KLOS, who's this?
Frank.
Frank, are you a Grinch by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Would you like to be for $1.95 or less a month?
I would.
Well, you're off to Knott's Merry Farm.
You are awesome.
You got a family 4-pack of tickets, and you can take 3 Grinches with you. I don't know. What was the Grinch? Is the little girl that he was always torturing. What was her name? Take her.
Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou! Wow! Well done, you. What in the hell? Congratulations, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Got a family to take, my wife and my son and daughter, so you guys are the best.
Most threatening of all the Christmas songs, we wish you a... Hey, bring me that figgy pudding now! From Weezer. By the way, we want to thank Samuel at LAPD, Central Facilities Garage in downtown LA, because Samuel down there always has this KLOS thing on at work. David Crosby turned himself into the FBI on this day in rock in 1985 and began serving time for drug and firearms possession. The Cars put on what would end up being their last show on this day in rock in 1987 until 2011. The show was in Detroit, and it was their door-to-door tour.